नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 3, द स्टेटस क्वो, चैप्टर 1, क्वेश्चंस बाय विदुरा, पार्ट 1, वर्सेस 1 थ्रू 25, विदुरा'स पिलग्रिम्स प्रोग्रेस। Shukadev Goswami continued to instruct Maharaj Parikshit. After renouncing his prosperous home and entering the forest, King Vidura, the great devotee, asked this question of His Grace Maitreya Rishi. What else is there to say about the residential house of the Pandavas? Sri Krishna, the Lord of everything, acted as your minister. Why, Krishna used to enter that house as if it were his own, and Krishna did not take any care of Duryodhana's house. King Parikshit then asked Shukadeva Goswami, where and when did the meeting and discussion take place between Saint Vidura and His Grace Maitreya Muni? Kindly oblige my lord and describe this to us. For Saint Vidura was a great and pure devotee of the Lord, and therefore his questions to His Grace Rishi Maitreya must have been very purposeful on the highest level and approved by learned circles. Sri Suta Goswami then said to the sages of Naimisharanya, headed by Shaunaka Rishi. The great sage Shukadeva Goswami was highly experienced and was pleased with the king. Thus being questioned by Parikshit, Shukadev said, please hear these topics attentively. King Dhritarashtra became blind upon the influence of impious desires to nourish his dishonest sons, and thus he set fire to the lacquer house to burn his fatherless nephews, the Pandavas. The king did not forbid his son Dushasana's abominable action of grabbing the hair of Draupadi, the wife of the godly king Yudhishthir, even though Draupadi's tears washed the red dust on her breast. Yudhishthir, who was born without any enemy, was unfairly defeated in gambling. But because Yudhishthir had taken the vow of truthfulness, he went off to the forest. And when Yudhishthir came back in due course and begged for the return of his rightful share of the kingdom, Yudhishthir was refused by Dhritarashtra, who was overwhelmed by illusion. So Lord Krishna was sent by Arjuna into the assembly as the spiritual master of the entire world. And although Krishna's words were heard by some, like Bhishma, as pure nectar, it was not so for the others, who were completely bereft of the very last farthing of past pious works. Neither Dhritarashtra nor Duryodhana took the words of Lord Sri Krishna very seriously. So when Vidura was invited by his elder brother Dhritarashtra for consultation, Vidura entered the house giving instructions which were exactly to the point. Vidura's advice is well known, and so instructions by Vidura are approved by expert ministers of state. Vidura spoke as follows. My dear elder brother, now you must return the legitimate share to Yudhishthir, who has no enemies and who has been forbearing through untold sufferings due to your offenses. Yudhishthir is waiting with his younger brothers, among whom is the revengeful Bhima, who is breathing heavily like a snake. Surely you are afraid of him. After all, Lord Krishna, the personality of Godhead, has accepted the sons of Pritha as his own kinsmen, and all the kings of the world are with Lord Sri Krishna. Krishna is now present in Yudhishthira's home, along with all of his family members, such as the kings and princes of the Yadu dynasty, and they have conquered an unlimited number of rulers. Krishna is their lord. My dear brother, you are maintaining offense personified, Duryodhana, as your infallible son. But Duryodhana is envious of Lord Krishna. And so, because you are thus maintaining a non-devotee of Krishna, you are devoid of all auspicious qualities. Now, relieve yourself of this ill fortune as soon as possible, and thus do good to your whole family. Sri Shukadeva Goswami then said, while speaking thus, Vidura, whose personal character was esteemed by respectable persons, was insulted by Duryodhana, who was swollen with anger and whose lips were trembling. Duryodhana was in company with Karna and his younger brothers, as well as his maternal uncle, Shakuni. Duryodhana shouted, "Who asked him to come here, this son of a kept mistress? Why, he is so crooked that he spies in the interest of the enemy against those on whose support he has grown up. Toss him out of the palace immediately, leaving him only with his breath." Sri Shukadeva Goswami then said, being thus pierced by arrows through his ears and afflicted to the core of his heart, Vidura placed his bow on the door and quit his brother's palace. Vidura was not sorry, for he considered the acts of the external energy to be supreme. And by his piety, Vidura achieved the advantages of the pious Kauravas. So after leaving Hastinapur, Vidura took shelter of many places of pilgrimage, which are the Lord's lotus feet. With a desire to gain a high order of pious life, Vidura traveled to holy places where thousands of transcendental forms of the Lord are situated. Vidura began traveling alone, thinking only of Krishna, through various places like Ayodhya, Dwaraka, and Mathura. Vidura traveled where the air, hill, orchard, river, and lake are all pure and sinless, and where the forms of Anantadeva, the unlimited, decorate the temples. Thus, Vidura performed the pilgrim's progress. While so traversing the earth, Vidura simply performed duties to please the Supreme Lord, Hari. Vidura's occupation was pure and independent. Vidura was constantly sanctified by taking bath in holy places. Although Vidura was in the dress of a mendicant and had no hairdressing nor a bed on which to lie, thus Vidura was always unseen by his various relatives. And when Vidura was in the land of Bharatavarsha, traveling to all the places of pilgrimage, Vidura visited Pravasa Kshetra. At that time, Maharaj Yudhisthira was emperor and held the world under one military strength and one flag. At the place of pilgrimage at Pravasa, it came to Vidura's knowledge that all of his relatives had died due to violent passion, just as an entire forest burns to fire produced by the friction of bamboos. After this, Vidura proceeded west where the river Sarasvati flows. On the bank of the river Sarasvati, there are 11 places of pilgrimage namely Trita, Ushana, Manu, Prithu, Agni, Asita, Vayu, Sudasa, Go, Guha, and Sradhadeva. So Vidura visited all of these and duly performed the rituals. And there were also many other temples of various forms of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu, which were established by great sages and demigods. These temples were marked with the chief emblems of the Lord, and they reminded one always of the original personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna. And thereafter, Vidura passed through very wealthy provinces like Surat, Salvira, and Matsya, and also through western India, known as Kuru Jangala. At last, Vidura reached the bank of the Yamuna, where he happened to meet Uddhava, the great devotee of Lord Krishna. Then, due to his great love and feeling, Vidura embraced Uddhava, who was a constant companion of Krishna, and who was formerly a great student of Brihaspati. Vidura then asked Uddhava for news of the family of Lord Krishna, the personality of Godhead. Recorded March 9, 2023, by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.
Madhuswade,
Hoye Atomike Gadaloye Maya Jale Bada Hoye Atomike Gadaloye Ekona Chaitanya Paye Radha Madhav Nambolo re Ekonot Chaitanya Paye Radha Madhav Nambolo re Jai Gora Madhu Swade Jai Gora Madhu Swade Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Rama,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Lord Gaurasundara sings the Mahamantra in a very sweet voice. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, whether you are a householder or a sannyasi, constantly chant Hari, Hari. And do not forget this chanting, whether you are in a happy condition or a distressful one. Yes, just fill your lips with the Hari Nam. After all, you are bound up in the network of Maya, illusion, and so you are forced to toil fruitlessly. But you have now obtained full consciousness with this human form of life. So chant the names Radha Madhava. Always remember, your life may end at any moment, and you have not served the Lord of the senses, Hrishikesha. Take this advice of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Just once relish the nectar of the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.